John chapter 3 and verse 16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish. Did you hear that? God loved the world that whosoever that would believe in him should be saved. Don't you think we should love the world, the same world that Jesus loved, to the point that we would be willing to witness to whosoever would let us? I believe so. We know that Jesus came ultimately to save the world. But God wanted his message to be preached to the children of Israel first. When Jesus was ready to send his disciples out to preach, the Bible said in Matthew chapter 10 and verses 5 and 6, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not unto the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. Rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus loved the whole world. This gospel that Jesus brought to the world was for the whole world, but he was going to preach to the Jews first. Listen to what Paul said in Acts 13 and 46. Paul and Barnabas, the Bible says, waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing that you have put it away from you and judged yourself unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Paul wrote again in Romans 2 and 10, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that works good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentiles. The nation of Israel has always been God's favorite nation. He brought it into being himself. He alone was the reason that Israel's standing today. He formed this nation from one man called Abraham. And despite his first mandate to the apostles, Jesus had several contacts with the Gentiles. He even worked miracles on their behalf. The first of three contacts which the Lord had with the Gentiles was with the Roman centurion. The second was with the daughter of the Phoenician woman. Her story is recorded in Matthew the 15th chapter, beginning at verse 21. It says that a woman of Canaan came out of the coast where Jesus was ministering. She said, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a spirit. But he did not answer her. He didn't say a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, send her away. She's crying after us. They didn't want to be disturbed. But Jesus has never turned anyone away. And this is what Jesus told the woman. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came worshiping him, saying, Lord, help me. And he said to her, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Here's what Mark said that Jesus told her. Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. The woman replied, true, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. The woman was saying to Jesus, I accept this title and the dignity that goes with it, which means I am part of the master's household. For even the dogs are fed by the master. They may not be given a seat at the table with the children, but the dogs will get a portion, and it will still come from the master's table. She pleaded that she belonged to the master's household, even though her place was lower than the children's. And by accepting this name, she could claim all that it included. She had conquered by faith. And the master said to her, be it unto you even as you will. Her daughter was made whole that very hour. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.